I hope what Broadway is doing is not too soon, Dean.
Well, you know, you never know because 1 minute we're safe to be in crowds, the next minute we're not. The 1 minute we've got masks on, the next we don't. It keeps changing back and forth depending on how these variants are going and how, some of the spreading is, going on. But yesterday, the Broadway League, that kind of manages all of the theaters, all 41 theaters in New York City, announced that they are dropping their audience mask mandate beginning on July the 1st. They said they're going to reevaluate it monthly, and they may go back to masks at some point, but they feel like right now it's safe for people to be in theaters without their masks. I've been in a lot of Broadway theaters. I always wear a beekeeper suit when I go there.
Yeah, I know you do.
Just has nothing to do with COVID. It's just,
you get the monkey pox. You can't be too careful.
Well, New Yorkers in general.
does Chicago follow what Broadway is doing?
They have been. So, it's possible. Right now, many of the theaters, some theaters have dropped the mask mandate. Many of them have not. So it's possible that they, may follow suit. It's, it's very much like mask mandates generally around the country. Some regions dropped them a long time ago. Other more congested areas kept their mask mandates a little longer than others. So I think every region is evaluating it based on what's going on in their cities.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Bill Cosby. He lost that civil trial, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That went to the jury about a week ago, and the jury came back with a verdict yesterday saying that he did sexually abuse a 15-year-old girl back in 1975. They awarded Judith Huth $500,000 and ruled that the disgraced comedian forced her into a sex act after he took her to the Playboy Mansion, and that the jury felt as though Cosby did know that she was underage at the time. So Judith Huth says that this means more to her than just the money that was awarded. Cosby is denying all the allegations. He did not attend the trial. I didn't know that you had that option to not attend a trial.
Yeah, apparently you do.
But I guess you do.
Yeah.
And a spokesperson is saying that he will be appealing that verdict.
A nice honor coming up from Michael J. Fox, huh?
Yeah, this is nice. He's going to be getting an honorary Academy Award. Partially, I guess, because of his body of work, but the Motion Picture Academy decided to give this to him at the next Academy Awards show because of his tireless advocacy on research for Parkinson's disease and his boundless optimism, exemplifying the impact of one person changing the future for millions. Michael J. Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's back in 1999. Went public with the diagnosis. He set up the Michael J. Fox Foundation and is very, very active in funding research and, bringing awareness on the subject of Parkinson's disease. So I'm glad they're doing something special for him. He more than deserves it.
Yes, he does. You have to admire him. Can't wait for this weekend, and that Elvis movie will be in theaters. What,
yeah,
Dean?
Starting on Friday, the Elvis movie with Austin Butler as the King of Rock and Roll, Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker. I'm going to be giving it a spectacular review. I've seen it twice already and just really, really loved it. Now, know when you go into this, Bob, it's 2.5 hours long. So, careful with whatever beverage you're going to be drinking during that whole thing. But Baz Luhrmann, the writer, director, producer of this movie, has said that there's more. That he actually has a 4-hour version of the movie.
Good.
That he may release someday. Maybe it'll be streaming someday. Maybe they'll release it separately. But he said he had plenty of material, and it does exist a 4-hour movie that dives into other aspects of Elvis's life that we don't see in this movie. Baz Luhrmann was one of the guys that I talked to when I was at Graceland last week, and he talked about trying to make this movie for all ages.
I try and make my movies so that they are around in the future. So, you know, when all the films have this noise around them, but Romeo and Juliet or Moulin Rouge has sort of a stronger audience now than it did even when it opened up. Now, I'm not trying to do that, but yes, it's probably easier for this subject to be relatable to an older audience. Elvis might be either a god or an icon. To a younger audience, he's like a Halloween costume, or he's in Lilo or Stitch. He's just the guy in the white suit. But yeah, I think younger audiences can see themselves in this young man, and the world around him is being manipulated and torn apart. He doesn't know, you know, he gets lost and he wants to, he gets caught in a trap.
Oh, see what he did there?
Nicely done.
You're caught in a trap.
You're caught in a trap.
Thank you, Elvis. Thank you very much. Movie's going to be in theaters only starting on Friday. I'll give you my full review then, but as I say, I really liked it. And in honor of the new Elvis movie, I'm going to be cooking on TV today. Elvis recipes, of course, the classic Elvis sandwich, the peanut butter and banana and bacon sandwich.
I like it without the bacon. It's pretty good.
What? Because you're trying to eat healthy, you mean?
Well, yeah.
When you're eating your Elvis sandwich.
It doesn't need the bacon.
I had a refresher this week. I did a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
They're good.
Peanut butter and jelly banana sandwich earlier this week. I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I did not put bacon on it. But I am going to today because that's the way Elvis ate them at Graceland. But also, the most obscene sandwich that I have ever seen in my life. It's a whole loaf of like Italian bread, a whole loaf of it that you slice in half. And then on one side of it, you put peanut butter. On the other, a whole jar of peanut butter, by the way. On the other side, you put a whole jar of blueberry jelly or preserves. And then you put, literally, you put a pound of bacon on this sandwich. This was an Elvis favorite. It sounds disgusting to me, but visually, I can't think of anything more entertaining that I've ever cooked.
I would call that the electric chair special. It's the last meal.
Yeah, it would be your last meal if you ever ate it. So that's at 9:35 this morning.
What's new streaming?
Yeah, well, we've got a new Beavis and Butthead movie. That is going to be dropping on Paramount Plus tomorrow. Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. Also, the Netflix superhero series, The Umbrella Academy, is back for season 3. That is streaming right now. Maya Rudolph's got a funny little series that's called Loot, L-O-O-T, starting on Friday on Apple TV Plus, where she plays a rich divorcee trying to decide how to spend her multi-billion dollar settlement that she just got. There is the series that's called The Bear. This has a lot of local interest. It's about a young chef who comes from the fine dining world who returns to Chicago to take over his family's Italian beef shop following his brother's death. Much of it was actually filmed here in Chicago, but episodes for that begin streaming on Hulu tomorrow. One of my all-time favorites, Mr. Bean, is back this week with a new series that's called Man vs. Bee. It's a man who is house-sitting for somebody, but a bee is in the house, and Mr. Bean is at war with a bee in the house. And it's nothing but stupid, nothing but ridiculous. I laughed my stupid head off. I absolutely loved it. Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson have a new movie that will begin streaming Friday on Netflix called The Man from Toronto, where this sort of bumbling entrepreneur is mistaken for a feared assassin. There are some interesting documentaries this week. One is called Civil. That is about the rise of civil rights attorney Ben Crump. Another is that's on Netflix. On HBO, there's Chernobyl, The Lost Tapes, never before seen footage from the site of the famous Chernobyl nuclear meltdown. That is streaming right now. And this one's kind of interesting on Disney Plus, called Rise. That is the life story of Milwaukee Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo and his family. That is going to begin streaming on Disney Plus on Friday.
It's going to be a good weekend. Beavis, Butthead, and Elvis. What more could you ask for?
What more could a man want?
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.